we always did feel like we were designing the plane while we're flying it, but that was sort of the big we, us locally and Peacehealth as a system. So it would have been so much harder if we were a standalone hospital. I think that would have been pretty darn rough.
So I was looking at some stats comparing us to the lower 48 and to the country in general, and Ketchikan has a much lower case rate per capita, much lower death rate per capita. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on why the pandemic played out the way it did here in Ketchikan.
Well, I think about that myself because as you can appreciate, not everyone in this community has embraced with strongly, say, rules for PPE. And certainly now we have a situation where there's still a fair amount of vaccination resistance, I guess you'd say. So it's interesting to me how well we've done despite that. And I just, again, I attribute it to the AOC and their strong management, to Ann Zink, the state, and of course, Governor Dunleavy for supporting all of that, was super strong leadership out of the gate. And again, I also perhaps think that us having our little test surge in March really set us up to get prepared really quickly for what lied ahead. And then, of course, more recently, just the fact that Alaska and Ketchikan has enjoyed so many vaccination supply, so much of a vaccination supply.
So as you alluded to, there's a significant fraction of people out there that are, you know, hesitant to get the vaccine or don't want it at all. I'm wondering, you know, what you would say to someone who's on the fence or leaning against getting the vaccine right now.
Well, I have these discussions several times a day when I'm seeing patients. And, you know, all I can emphasize is that the data continues to mount about vaccine safety, and there's been no reported deaths from vaccine. The benefit is so much greater than the risk of the side effects. As we know, it's well proven that COVID vaccination keeps you out of the ICU, it keeps you out of the ventilator, and it even keeps you out of the hospital with moderate disease. So it just really is not any downside.
Do you find those kinds of conversations to be successful? Like, do people end up getting the vaccine after talking to you about it?
Yeah, I sure do. I was 3 for 3 yesterday. So, yeah, and, you know, again, I have to always remember that I live in the center of all of this, and the patients do not. And some of them just really wanted to talk to me or their doctor about it before making the final decision.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you can sort of compare how you were feeling this time last year to how you're feeling now.
Well, this time last year, first of all, I and most of the team, like it's especially the leadership team, we were exhausted. It was so draining to, you know, to have to use your brain power to design all of these micro protocols that we had to get in place really quickly. I mean, but that went on for a long time. It was just until, I guess, the fall, it seemed like everything was really nailed down. And because then obviously you're trying to keep track of treatment protocols, all that. And then again, another surge of this kind of exhaustive creative energy with the vaccination rollout. But I feel now not exhausted, and my weekends are my own. And so that's great. And again, I feel much more optimistic. Before, I just felt just in the dark about where this was going to go.